Some people always think my cup is half empty. They never think half full. The person who thinks half empty sees himself going down. The person who's seen half full sees the possibility of going up. How do you perceive your life? Because as a man thinketh, so is he. You think you are a failure? That's exactly what you are. You will always fail. You will self-sabotage every time. But if you believe that God has created you to win, and that from the very first moment of your existence, even in your mother's womb, that you were created to win, you live the life of the winner.
Praise the Lord. Let's win. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. I know from the onset, there's no way I'm going to finish the message I have to share with you today. So I am going to do something so that I cover most of it. I'm going to hop all over the place to get a point across, and then in the skeletal form, and then fill in the details later. How is that? Praise God. We've been talking about the fact that receiving is not the same thing as having. The Word of God says that those that ask, all that ask receive. But then it says to us that it is through our confession that we have. You shall have what you say. Yes? And then we went further and we talked about that you have does not necessarily mean that you're going to keep. So many times we have, but we don't keep. We fumble the ball. We don't hold on to it. And so we end up without a point. Now to keep, we said, to keep, you have to speak the word of command. In fact, the word of God says that based on what I have done, what I have spoken, command ye me. If you're going to keep it, you're going to speak the word of command. This stays. God, when God created, God spoke, and it was so. Then he commanded, and it stayed. It was established. Now, this gives us a sense of why many times you can receive a prophetic word, and that prophetic word is not fulfilled. And you wonder, did God say or did God not say? God always said. But there is a role that you and I have to pray and play. It is the role of confirming what is written. Remember the statements of the Lord when the devil came after him, after he'd been confirmed by the word of God at his baptism. For he himself saw the heavens open. It didn't say John did, but Jesus did. He saw the heavens open, and he saw the dove lighting on him, and God speaking and saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." That means that the one thing that the Lord Jesus Christ had to hold on to all of his life is, God is, my Father is pleased with me. Hello, come on, come on. If you don't know that you have a Father that is pleased with you, then you are not walking in faith. For without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. If you're going to please God, you have to have faith. You have to have the I can mindset. I am mindset. I am who God says I am. I have what God says I have. You cannot be double-minded, because a double-minded person becomes unstable in all of his ways. Once upon a time, I used to play ping pong, or you might call it table tennis. And I also played what they called lawn tennis. Lawn tennis is regular tennis. It used to be played on lawns. So that's why they called it lawn tennis. Now, one thing I learned playing that game is you cannot be double-minded. You cannot, when the ball is coming to you, decide to smash it, hit it hard, and then when it's coming, you say, oh, let me just play it short. You know where that ball is going? To the net. You've got to make a decision and stick with the decision. It's coming, pow! If you become double-minded, you lose the point. And the word of God to us is this: don't lose the point by being double-minded. Be focused. Know what you want. Stick with it. What did I just say? Know what you want, stick with it. How many people heard that? How many people don't know what they want and they are not sticking with it? You see, your persistence, when you know what you want, ultimately gets you there. But if you're not persistent, you have ordered failure. And you shall receive what? Failure, because that's what you ordered. You order defeat, you shall receive the parcel called defeat, and it's coming on Amazon. You don't need that. You say, Pastor, what are you saying? I'm saying you got to fight for what you've got and what you want. Say, no? Yes. As I've gone through the Word of God, I've found a common thread. And that thread might shock you. That because God said does not mean it's going to happen. Or let me rephrase it. Because God said does not mean you're going to have it. You have to do your part. Because there is an enemy that wants to make God a liar. Hello? There's a real enemy that wants to make God a liar. The one commitment of the devil, and he's persistent at it, is this: I'm going to find a way to make God lie. And if you don't hold on to the word of God, it will seem like God had lied. God said, to Mary, you're going to have a baby. And guess what the devil tried to do? Kill the baby. Do you remember that story? Remember it? The devil had the audacity to go try to kill the Son of the Most High God? Yes. Every time God said something about Egypt and the judgment that was coming, there was a hardening of heart to resist the will of God. Because you received a prophetic word does not mean that the devil say, okay, we're not going to fight for that. The word of God says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this world and against spiritual wickedness in high places or in heavenly places. There is always a resistance. But the word of God to you and to me is this, that we have been made more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Amen? So it doesn't matter that the enemy tries to fight. The fact is, you're going to win. Praise the Lord. But you've got to stay in God. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, chapter 44. I'm going to read very quickly from verse 21 through to verse 28. This is the story, the history, and the experience of the people of Israel. God is going to make a promise. He's going to speak about a man called Cyrus. And he's going to say about that man, Cyrus, who is not a Hebrew, not a Jew, a Persian. He's going to prophesy about him 150 years before the man shows up. And he's going to speak certain things about this man and what he's going to do. And he's going to do his part when that time comes. But the story I want to talk to you about more than that is this, that after the process is started, there were enemies that came to make certain that that fulfillment did not take place. And it was going to be delayed for 20 plus years, even though they were in the will of God. Are you with me? Okay. He says, remember these, O Jacob and Israel. Remember, O Jacob and Israel. Are they the same person? Same person. So, you know, if you're Jacob, you are a deceiver and one that is deceived. If you are Israel, you are a warrior of God. Amen? You're going to choose. Which of these two are you going to be? For thou art my servant. I have what? From thee. Thou art my servant. He already said that. You're my servant. I formed you. I made you. You're my servant. O Israel, thou shalt not be forgotten of me. Remember that. Israel, you are not going to be forgotten of me. You know one thing I've learned? In these 48 years of ministry, I've learned that when God keeps on repeating something over and over, you're in for a fight. If you forget anything I said so far, don't forget that. When you hear the word of God and it's confirmed again and it's confirmed again and it's confirmed again, you are in for a fight. Be ready to take it by force, because there's an enemy that's going to contend. But when you know that you are in him, then you must also know this, that there is a God who will contend for you. Hallelujah. He says, I'm not going to forget you. Sing, O ye heavens. Listen, I'm not going to forget you. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy what? Transgressions. I know you're not qualified, but I'm cleaning the slate for you. And as a cloud thy sins, I cleaned it out. Return unto me, for I have what? Redeemed thee. I have redeemed you, but you return to me. There's a part that you're going to play. You return to me. I've made it possible for you to return. Don't go away. Don't stay in shame. Don't be defeated. Know that I have an open door for you. Come to me. Hallelujah. Sing, O ye heavens. Why? I'm opening the heavens for you. For the Lord had done it. He's done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains, all forests, and every tree therein. For the Lord had redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. I've redeemed Jacob and I've glorified myself in Israel. I've glorified myself in you. I have forgotten and forgiven your past mistakes, and I'm glorifying you. This is the word of the Lord. And basically what we need to do is remind ourselves of what God said. Verse 24 says, thus said the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone. I did it by myself. Do you know how hard that is? For you to try to tent a thing all by yourself, while you're trying to fix it on this side, that side moves out of position. And you go back and you try to hook it up and you try to... No, God says, I did it all by myself without any help. That spreaded abroad the earth by myself. I did it all by myself. And why did I do it? To frustrate the tokens of the liars. There's a lying spirit that says it cannot be done. It says, but I came to frustrate the tokens of the liars and make it diviners mad. They prophesied and said this about you, and they said that about you, and they said this will not happen. He says, I frustrated them and I made those diviners with their divination mad, crazy, because none of the things that they were saying about you worked, because I am your Redeemer. I'm going to frustrate your enemies. And that's what you need to hold on to. When the enemy is trying to frustrate you, say, no, that's not my portion. That's your portion, devil. God frustrates you. I will overcome and I will be everything God says I am. It is settled forever. My word is settled in the heavens, the word of God says. Hallelujah. He says, that turneth wise men backward. They were wise. He says, I turned them backwards and make their knowledge foolish. Praise the Lord. Then it says, that confirmeth the word of his servant. When a man of God speaks to you, he says, God says, I'm going to confirm it. And performing the counsel of the messengers. My messengers, the people I send, destiny helpers into your life. He says, I'm going to perform their counsel. Praise God. We need godly counsel. that said to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited. Jerusalem is the same as Zion. Now that's interesting, because Zion actually means a parched land. Did you know that? Parched land. This God, I think he would have chosen a plush land. He says, I'm going to take the parched land and I'm going to say, this is Zion. And on this mount of parched land, there shall be deliverance. That's incredible to me. That God chooses difficult cases to produce amazing results. There were so many other people he could have chosen to write the epistles. He went looking for a murderer called Saul, who's so dedicated to killing believers, and he's going from his country to another country. He says, this is the one I'm going to choose. I said, God, couldn't you find somebody easier? No, that's the one I'm... Oh, he goes and he looks for a Peter, big mouth Peter. And he says, yeah, you qualify. God, how amazing this God is. You know what? That should encourage every one of us. If you have a son, a daughter that has been difficult, start praising God, because God has a big agenda. This is a chosen one. Praise the Lord. You think you're running somewhere? You are chosen. You are going to bless the name of the Lord and glorify him and testify of his goodness. God is going to break you and cause you to flourish in righteousness and in truth. I prophesy it. Do you have any idea how many of men and women of God's children the devil is messed with? Probably all of them. Okay. When you look at Billy Graham's son today, who's accomplishing so much in the kingdom, so dedicated and so driven by the love of God, touching lives all around the globe. Go back and find out who he was like, and he'll be the last one you call. he was so off from God. And then God turns his life around. You can go down the line and see so many men and women of God whose children were so way off of God, and today they are mighty men and women of God, preaching the gospel without compromise, because they've been in the enemy's camp. Hallelujah. And they know all the secrets of the enemy. And now they are up here broadcasting it into the open. So you just trust God. And stop worrying and fretting. Oh, my son is lost. No, no. I will save you and your household. Amen. Hallelujah. Stop growing gray hair and wrinkled faces because you are so worried and troubled. The Lord God gave a word, and there shall be a performance of it. Praise the Lord. We're not giving up on our brothers, on our sisters, on our children, on our spouses. We stand in the authority of the Word of God and declare, thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. That said to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited. And to the cities of Judah, ye shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof. That said to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up thy rivers. That said of Cyrus, this is an impossible case. He doesn't follow God. But God is going to say to Cyrus, Cyrus, you're my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasures, even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple, thy foundation shall be laid. How? I'm going to use Cyrus. But Cyrus is not born. He's going to be born 150 years later. And God is already speaking about him, one that is unborn. But hear this. In chapter 45 and verse 1, he says, thus said the Lord to his anointed, Mashiach, Messiah. Huh? Who is this? To Cyrus. Are you kidding me? You calling Cyrus, giving him the title of anointed Mashiach, a savior? Watch this. Whose right hand I have holden? The guy is not born yet. And God is saying, I'm holding his right hand. Huh? Excuse me. You're holding his right hand and he's not going to be a Jew? No, he's going to be a Persian. What? This does not compute for me. How is he going to be a Persian when you hold in his right hand? How is he going to be a heathen when you hold in his right hand? Because I'm still God. And I can work with anything I want to work with. You think you know the answers and how God is going to solve your problems? I tell you what, you have no clue. Because this God who causes donkeys to speak is still God. He says, you're my anointed, whose right hand have I holden to do what? To subdue nations before him. I'm going to cause nations to be subdued because I've held his right hand. And when God holds your right hand, you are going to subdue nations. And God is holding your hand, and God is holding my hand. God is holding us, and he says, sit here at my right hand. I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. Isaiah 41 and verse 10. Are we together still? So the first thing that you have to make certain of is this. Based on Isaiah 41:10, it says, fear thou not, for I am what? With thee. Do you know that God is with you? The easiest way to know that you know that God is with you is that you know that you are with God. God, I am with you. By the confession of your mouth, God will be with you. He says, draw near to me and I will do what? Draw near to you. He says, you draw near to me. So you make that decision. God, I'm with you. I'm your man. And God says, yes, you are with me and you're my man. According to what you say. Are we together so far? For I, he says, don't be dismayed. Don't get overwhelmed. He says, I am thy God. And as your God, I will strengthen you. Yea, I will help you. And yea, I will uphold you with my right hand. My right hand of righteousness. The Word of God says that we are the righteousness of God in Him, in Christ Jesus. You've got to embrace that. Recognize that and recognize that that is your truth. Isaiah 45, verse 2. God says, I'm going to go before you, and I'm going to make the crooked places straight. How does God make the crooked places straight? By the proclamation of His word. He says, I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron, representing that which limits. He says, it doesn't matter whether it's made out of expensive, shiny metal like brass, made out of iron that's not that shiny, I'm going to break every bar. And I'll give thee the treasures of darkness. Those things have been hidden by the enemy. What's that little squirrels? Still nuts and don't know where to hid them. He says, it doesn't matter where the enemy took your stuff, other people's stuff too, and hid it in the dark. He says, they're just saving it for the fullness of time because I'm going to retrieve all of that stuff. Hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, I'm the God of Israel. I called you, Cyrus. I'm the God of Israel. I'm going to bring riches into your hand. But why? Why? Oh, for Jacob, my servant's sake. Do you know there are people that are collecting stuff right now? That are collecting it just for you. I don't know if you heard that. Things are being collected, hidden in dark places, in secret places. They are going to be released into the hand of his Cyrus, not for Cyrus to keep, but to be released to you. Hallelujah. I say amen to that. Release to me now. Hallelujah. For my servant's sake and Israel, mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not, what? Known me. I surnamed you. What does a surname mean? It's a name that your father gives you. Yeah? And God is saying, you don't know me, but I gave you my name. Someone say, God, give me your name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He says, I'm the Lord, and there is none else. We sang songs about that this morning, didn't we? I'm the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I guarded thee, though thou hast not known me. That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Drop down, ye heavens from above. and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. So we see God assigning Cyrus an assignment. Verse 11 makes a statement. It says, "Thus said the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, ask me of things to come." Ask me of things to what? Come. Concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. Well, this is a statement that God is making, and he's speaking it to Cyrus, a Cyrus that does not know him. He says, ask me of things to come. Ask me about your destiny. Ask me about my plans and my purposes for you. There is no time that is too late for you to ask. Praise the Lord. Every one of us can ask this very moment, God, what is your plan and purpose for my life? What do you have in store for me? What does my destiny, my future look like? Reveal to me what it is that you're saying about my life and help me accomplish it. Praise the Lord. This is a statement that God makes to this man. Ask me. He says in verse 12, I have made the earth. I have created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. Do you see that? God put the stars and everything out there, and he says, I commanded. Let me refresh your memory and spark again in your spirit. When things are done, you command it to stay. World without end. Because God commanded it to stay. And in fact, it is still expanding. Praise the Lord. He says, I did all of that. He says, and I've raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. I'm going to direct all his ways. He shall build my what? My city. And he shall let go my captives, not for price, nor for reward, said the Lord of hosts. I'm going to use this man. 150 years later, Cyrus is going to come to power. And the Bible tells us that in the very first year, he's going to take his rightful place. In Ezra chapter 1, the book of Ezra chapter 1. It says, now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. Jeremiah had prophesied that they were going to be out in Babylon for 70 years. And that is what prompted certain prayers to be prayed by Daniel. He says, in the time of his first year, that the prophetic word from the mouth of Jeremiah may be fulfilled, the Lord did what? Stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia. Rise with me for a moment. I want you to repeat these words with me right now. Say with me, Father, You have a plan, a destiny, a purpose, an assignment for my life. And there are individuals that you have assigned to help me accomplish my purpose and destiny. I ask, Father, that this very moment that you will stir up in their spirit that divine purpose, that they will come into the fulfillment of that assignment, helping me to accomplish my destiny in Jesus' mighty name. I decree it so. Be stirred up, destiny helpers, in Jesus' name. Be stirred up, be fully equipped to do the will of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all of his kingdom and put it also in writing. He didn't just say it, he put it in writing. And this is what he said. Thus said Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord God of heaven had given me all the kingdoms of the earth. And he had charged me. He had what? Charged me to build him an house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. A Persian, like Iran. Going to build something in Jerusalem? I don't know about this. But that's what God is doing. And the first question, he says, God has instructed me to do this. Who is there among all his people? The people of God. His God be with him. And let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is the God which is in Jerusalem. Wow. Wow. A heathen king is hearing from God. He's following through. And whosoever remaineth in any place where he sojourneth, if you're a Jew and you decide not to go to Jerusalem and you are sojourning, you decide to stay here, let the man of his place help him with silver. Get your donation ready. Praise the Lord. Let him help with silver and with gold and with goods and with beasts, which is for transportation and for food. Beside. Someone say beside. Say again, beside. That's over and above. The free will offering for the house of God that is in Jerusalem. So if it is besides the free will offering for the house of God that is in Jerusalem, he's saying, everyone that is going out there, you should support them. Hello? Support the team. They are going to do my assignment, the assignment of God. I'm going to do my part, but you've got to do your part too. Because whatever you don't participate in, you will not appreciate. Hello? You've got to participate to appreciate it. Now, so the assignment is on. Now, I'm going to skip ahead because I want to go to the end to come back to the beginning as the Holy Spirit leads me. So I want you to come with me to Ezra chapter 4. The people come, And they begin to do the building. First of all, the first thing that they did was that they erected an altar. And that's the first thing all the time. If you're going to do the purposes of God, build an altar to the Lord. And then they started building whatever it is that they needed to build concerning the city, the temple primarily, first of all. And the Bible says, now when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin, Judah meaning praise, Benjamin, son of my right hand, heard that the children of the captivity build the temple unto the Lord God of Israel, then they came to Zerubbabel and to the chief of the fathers. And what do they say? Let us build with you. Watch this. Let us what? Build with you. But the Bible says they were adversaries. Those are enemies, saboteurs. They said, let's build with you. We want to join with what you're doing. But it's not every offer that you need to accept. Hear me. Not every offer is kosher. And they're going to prove it in just a while. They said, let's build with you. For we seek your God. Okay, you've not found our God. You're not with him yet. You can't build with us. Only people that are with God and God is with are qualified to build here. When you qualify, you can join. Hello? Be careful who you allow to participate in your enterprise. Let us build with you, for we seek your God as ye do, and we do sacrifice unto him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Asher, which brought us up hither. But Zerubbabel and Yeshua and the rest of the chief of the fathers of Israel said unto them, ye have nothing to do with us to build an house unto our God, but we ourselves together will build unto the Lord God of Israel as king, watch this, as king who? Cyrus, the king of Persia, had commanded us. They said, Cyrus, king of Persia, commanded it. Did you hear that? Okay. I want you not to forget that statement. They told these people, Cyrus, the king of Persia, commanded us to build. Then the people of the land weakened the hands of the people of Judah and troubled them in building. They weakened the hands of whom? The people of who? Judah. But did the word of God not say that it was Judah and Benjamin? Remember that? But praise was weakened. Did you get that? Praise was weakened. The first thing the enemy will do when he wants to frustrate the agenda of God in your life is to weaken your praise. He doesn't need to mess around with Benjamin, son of my right hand. He just needs to deal with praise, because your praise, God inhabits your praise. And when God inhabits your praise, you are strong, you stay strong. And if the enemy can rip you off of your capacity to praise God, you would, without doubt, become weak. That's why in everything, the word of God says, do what? Give thanks. Amen? No matter what you are going through, give thanks and recognize the fact that the word of God is going to be fulfilled in your life. It is going to happen. There will be a performance of that which God has spoken. These people come against the people of God and they weaken their hands. And what else did they do? I'm just going to comment on this and skip ahead. They sent a letter because at this time, Cyrus is dead and Darius is a king. He says they generated lawfare. Lawfare in sense of that they got lawyers to attack the people of God who said that Cyrus said. They went against that word, resisting that word, and they sent a letter to the king of Persia, this time called Darius, and they said, fake news, they said, check your annals. There is a people here that are trying to build a city, and they are terrible people, and they are stubborn, rebellious, insurrectionist, and they are going to build, and they are going to stop paying taxes to you. These are bad folks. Check your records and you're going to find out these are bad folks. How many of you know if they go back and check your records, they're going to find out you are bad folk? So Darius checked, and sure enough, he says, you guys are right. These are bad folks. Tell them to stop immediately. Immediately tell them to stop. They cannot build that city. They cannot build that temple. They cannot do anything there. And stop them right now. And so they got word. And guess what? The letter from Darius says, stop. And what did they do? They stopped. Was it the will of God for them to build? Absolutely. But did they find reason to stop them based on their past? Yes. And that's how the enemy still stops you and I. It gets you back to your past and accuses you based on your past actions. And now you don't do what God says you can do. So 20 years plus, 2 decades, nothing. Until, somebody say until. Until chapter 5. I've skipped quite a bit. But I'm going to make comment on this and go to the end to wrap it up for now. It says, then the prophets. Some say, then the prophets. Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, even unto them. Then rose up a prophetic word was declared, Zerubbabel rises up, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem, and with them were the prophets of God helping them. Prophets began to declare a new word. It's not because any letter has changed. Jesus said, no, we're not going to buy into this nonsense anymore. We are going to build. The people are encouraged by the word of God, and they began to build. And the Bible says, and at the same time, came to them, Tatna, governor on this side of the river, Shelsah, Bozani, and their companions, and said thus unto them, who had commanded you to build this house and to make up this wall? Then said we unto them, after this manner, what are the names of the men that make this building? We want all of their names. And the prophets and the workers responded, and he said, Cyrus told us that we can build and gave us resources to build. You go back to Darius and tell him to check the records. Amen? Tell him to go check the records. And they went back, and guess what? They checked and they checked and they checked and they checked and they checked, and in an obscure place, they found the records of what Cyrus said. They would have stayed defeated until they pulled the right records. Now, question. When the enemy comes and tries to stop you, are you telling him about the other record? The record from the Messiah? From the one that God has held at his right hand? They said, check. They found out it was true. It was true. So another letter was written by Darius, who wrote the first letter. May another letter be declared over your life that declares your freedom and the abundance of God's blessings upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. A new decree was decreed, confirming the decree that was decreed prior, that had been hidden away. Let the blessings of God be made manifest in our lives in Jesus' name. Found it. And this time, Darius adds something else. Anybody, no matter who you think you are, that tries to stop these Jews from building, let their house, all the timber in their house, all the drywall, everything be dumped on them and burnt. Burn them up. Burn them up. Hallelujah. May every enemy that tries to resist the will of God for your life face that same punishment immediately. Praise the Lord. God will affirm his word, but you've got to do your part. Speak what has been written. Jesus said, it is written. It is written. It has been recorded. In fact, may I say something to you? When God speaks to you, why don't you journal it? Write it down. Just write it down. And as you see the fulfillment of it, mark it as done. But don't just say done. Command it to stay. Hallelujah. Do you receive that word? That's what we're going to stop right now. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Rise with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for grace that abounds. Thank you, Father, that we can draw on your written word that says, let the weak say I'm strong, let the poor say I'm rich. Your word that says that in the house of the righteous is wealth and riches. Your word that says that by my stripes you were healed. You are God that heals us. Blessed be your holy name. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord your healer. You are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord my healer. You sent your word, you healed my disease. You are the Lord my healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord my healer. Father, thank you for your presence. Let your promises, which are forever yes and amen, be fulfilled in our lives. We declare by the authority of your word that we are blessed of you. We are blessed in our going out and in our coming in. We thank you, Father, for all the help that you've released already. We shall not struggle, we shall not fret, we shall not worry, we shall not beg. We shall always abound in all things spiritual and natural. For you are the God who meets all of our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Father, we shout the name of Jesus, the name of our Savior, our Redeemer, our Deliverer, our peace, our healer, our joy. Oh God, we give you praise. We give you praise. You sent your word and you healed our diseases. You are God, our healer. You are the Lord that healeth me. Receive your healing. You are the Lord, our healer. You sent your word and you healed our diseases. Oh, you are the Lord, our healer. You sent your word. Sent your word and healed our disease. You are the Lord. The devil does not have a right to your body. He does not have a right to your mind. He has no right to any part of your body. So this day, we resist and cast out every ailment, every sickness, every disease, and we declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are made every withhold. Hallelujah. do you receive your miracle. It does not matter how long you've had that struggle, how impossible it seems, we have another word. He is a God who takes away our sickness and our diseases, and He blesses our bread and our water. Hallelujah. He's our healer. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to share in communion. And at this time also, get yourself ready to come and release your offering unto the Lord. Your tithe, your offerings, your first fruits, that which God has blessed you with. God is a God of supernatural grace and increase, and He will do exceedingly far beyond anything you dare ask or think. The other day, one of his sons in this house had been suffering from serious back issues for, I guess, 20, 30 years. He's been on disability. And he said, "Pastor, do you remember the day you called me to come up?" And I came up for prayer. I said, "Yeah." He said, you told me to turn around, and you caused me to face out. And he said, "Go. It's done." He said, "I went home that first night because he doesn't sleep at night. Always in pain." He said, "I slept through the night." He said, "The second day I slept through the night. Third day I slept through the night. Fourth day I slept through the night. Fifth day I slept through the night." He said, "I went to the doctor to go check what's going on. They checked my back and all the crushed disc, all of that, not a trace of it gone." I say, wow, look what God does. Amen? It doesn't matter how bad your situation is. It's fixable. Praise God. So as we take off this body, Mama, please come. As you take off this body today, they may say you have high blood pressure. They may say that you have mental issues. They may say you've got cancer. They may say you've got whatever. It is not your portion. Amen? So as you take off this body, oh, they may say your marriage is ended. Take off this portion. God is restorer. Amen? Hallelujah. Take off this body. And as you eat, remember, you have a God that heals, delivers, and sets free. Take and eat in Jesus' name.
Somebody say, "I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm restored.
I'm restored.
I'm made whole.
And I'm made whole."
Somebody say, "I'm the healed of the Lord.
I'm healed of the Lord.
I am the healed of the Lord.
I am the healed of the Lord.
Walking in divine health.
Walking in divine health."
Say big amen.
Amen.
Take and drink.
Praise the Lord. Make a funnel. Father, I receive.
Father, I receive.
And I declare.
And I declare.
I have.
I have.
every blessing,
every blessing
that you have bestowed for my life,
bestowed on me,
I keep it.
I keep it.
I thrive because of it.
I thrive because of it.
Nothing that you've given to me,
nothing that you've given to
will
me
ever be lost.
Will ever be lost.
It abides. It stays.
It stays.
I am one with it.
I am one.
For I am one with you.
I am one with you.
The God who created all things.
The God who created all things.
Goodness.
Goodness.
And mercy.
And mercy.
Shall follow me.
Shall follow me.
All the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
And highly favored.
And highly favored.
I shall be celebrated.
I shall be
because of your goodness in my life.
Because of your goodness.
And I will big celebration to everyone around me.
Everyone around
in
me.
Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Play. Celebrate Jesus, celebrate. Praise. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna have you play. So you may be seated. Praise God. I'm going to quickly, let's do this first. We'll say hello to those that are on Zoom. We're going to cut off from YouTube and Facebook and Reddit and all the other platforms at this point. But we're going to stick with those on Zoom. And then I'm going to come and greet those that are here for